You guys see this new swing from Charles Barkley? It's making the rounds.
No.
It's smooth.
Really?
He looks like he's back. There's video that's gone viral because, like, there's no more famous golf swing than Charles Barkley. Like, I honestly think his swing is more famous than Tiger Woods' swing because it's so goofy. It's so choppy.
Dude, it's not almost not even a swing.
It's not what? Sorry, I missed that.
It's not a swing. It's just it's just gross what Charles
Barkley. Yeah, it's not. It's honestly, it's like a bodily function where he just loses control. But it's apparently been cleaned up. There's video out there of him smacking drivers wherever he's playing. He looks pretty good.
I like it.
I like it.
He's a natural athlete, and I'm sure somebody got to him and said, "Hey, I could fix you in, you know, 10 lessons or something like that."
Well, what took so long, though, Noodles? He's been swinging like that for 20 years. Like, it's been a long time where he's been that choppy, like when he's been playing golf.
That was his shtick, though. Now he's probably serious about it.
Nobody tortures themselves like that.
That's way too long. Exactly. He can't be committed to that game for that long. It's too much. Anyway, here is Daniel Rappaport, who we've had on before, and he's a great follow on Twitter, and he's a staff writer, podcaster with Golf Digest, and he joins us back on Overdrive. What's happening, Daniel?
Okay, I got one thing about the Barkley. I feel like I've been to this movie before. I've seen videos before where it's like, Barkley's fixed. Barkley's fixed. Let's see it when the lights are on, when the scorecards are out, pencils in hand, then we'll know if Barkley's fixed.
Yeah, I made a statement. I think it's the most famous golf swing in the world, more so than Tiger's.
I don't agree with that. It might be the most famous golf swing in the world outside of the PGA Tour, or like outside of professional golf. I think that's a realistic statement.
Yeah, I mean, there might be some guys on tour. I guess I'll grant you that. But it's not like, you know, Harry Higgs, his swing is more famous than Barkley's. There's no way. I mean, there's a limit. Like DeChambeau, you know, there's certain guys where I might grant you that conversation. But Barkley is such a massive superstar, and people just goof on his swing. They've been doing it for 20 years.
I mean, it's pretty funny. It's a good joke. That's why they make the joke.
Yeah. Well, we'll see it. We'll see it in the action. I'm telling you, we're showing it up on TV right now. That's a smooth swing, man. He's got some mustard behind that. I like it. I think I think Barkley might be back.
Do you guys not remember the Haney project? There was a whole show trying to fix Charles Barkley, and they couldn't do it.
No, not even like one iota. Just nothing. Nothing.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
They had like metronomes out. They had like all the tools. Like they were going for a full rebuild, and they got zero.
Yeah, scorched earth, and that's starting from rock bottom. When you get a guy with a swing that wonky, I mean, you're starting from rock bottom. But okay, I guess maybe I'm a true believer for whatever reason, and I want to see it happen, but possibly it won't. What should we be thinking about being a true believer in this Premier Golf League, and the idea that it's lurking in the background, and there's a $1 billion on the line, and guys are getting calls, and guys are being lured in. Where do you stand on this and the idea that it could be a threat to the PGA Tour?
Well, it's true that like it's lurking in the sense of these guys have not gone anywhere. Look, when you have $1 billion or whatever it is, basically a blank check behind you, you're not just going to give up. So they have been like trying to meet with people and meeting with agents, and they found some agents and some golfers that are a little bit more receptive to the idea than others. But like, I think what Rory said today is very telling. Like, this has been around in some iterations since 2014. And, like, nothing's happened. And nothing's really changed. I think what happened yesterday was they knew there was going to be this PGA Tour meeting where everyone was going to be there, and they probably wanted this to go public, and some people started talking, so they felt like it was, you know, staying relevant, kind of like sending a message to the PGA Tour that, like, hey, we're still here. But I really can't see it happening. I just can't. I know that it's a ton of money. I know that money talks, and these guys are businessmen at the end of the day, but it's like you're giving away your freedom, and you're giving away all your freedom to an entity that the dollars from Saudi Arabia. Like, do you really want to do that?
If they were looking for one guy, like if there was a target guy for this fantasy league in Saudi Arabia, like who is the guy over here that they would be looking at? Is it Corn Ferry Tour guys? Is it guys that are just struggling on the PGA? Because I don't think any big dogs leave, regardless of the circumstances.
Well, it seems like the guy that they think they have the best chance at is Phil. I don't know if you guys saw his comments today. Like, very, very different from what Rory and JT said. Like, those guys basically said, problem with the PGA Tour. Like, I'm happy where they are. Phil was like, yeah, I mean, it'd be great for the fans. I just don't know if players are going to be, a word that he used was selfless. I don't know if players are going to be selfless enough to give up their own schedules. So he's obviously a little bit more amenable to the idea, but like, you're not going to compete with the PGA Tour if you're the guys that you're doing it with or the other Korn Ferry guys. You need stars if you're going to need you.
Well, and that's where this whole, you know, stack of cards could crumble before it even starts, because I think what you need to do, if you're launching a new league with all this type of money, you need all of the players to collude together and leave together, because no one's going to want to take that first step. You know, if you announce, I'm in, I've signed it, I'm out of here, and the PGA kicks you to the curb and then no one goes with you, there's no league. You're just out, right?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
There's got to be collusion.
And that's why the PGA Tour has made it clear, like, it's us or them. This is not like, oh, you give it a shot, you know, see how it works for a couple of years, and then, you know, if it doesn't come back, you can still play in our events. No, it's like, if you want to go do this, that's fine, go do this, but you're not playing on our tour anymore. That's what they have to do. So, yeah, it's like a collective action problem, right? Like, no one, you said it perfectly. No one's going to want to be the first one to do it. No one's going to want to take that risk. I just, you know, one player who I spoke to yesterday on the condition of anonymity put it really simply. He said, no one's going to have the balls to do it. Just no one's going to have the balls to do it.
What we were talking earlier about, like, let's say they lose their tour card for going over there. Does that mean, like, Augusta, none of it, you're no majors, nothing?
I don't know. The majors are obviously a little different because they're not owned by the tour, but the head of the PGA of America today, Seth Waugh, said, we stand in solidarity with the PGA Tour and the European Tour, which basically said, yeah, if you plan that. The entire ecosystem that exists right now is going to unite against this. This is kind of already happening. And so then it's not just a dollars-to-dollars conversation, right? Like, if it was just dollars-to-dollars, the Saudis would win. Or, you know, the PGL would win. They have more money. You can't compete with that, but it's not a dollars-to-dollars conversation or competition, because it's the entire ecosystem. It's all the records. It's all the majors. Like, there's huge barriers to entry here. And that's what you saw. I mean, in Europe, it was a little bit different with the soccer, but it's the same idea. It's like fans and the sport aren't just going to accept there's more money, so it's over now.
With Daniel Rappaport, staff writer, Tiger Woods correspondent, podcaster, Golf Digest. We'll get you out of here on a question about the Wells Fargo this week at Quail Hollow. And I know you've been following around McIlroy. It was his birthday recently. He keeps telling us he's feeling it, like he's on the verge of bombing away here. Who do you like this weekend? And can Rory finally make this work?
I don't know if he's going to win. I mean, look, it's one thing to be swinging well in the Pro-Am or the practice round, and it's another, especially when you're working on something, to bring it to the golf course, especially one that is as tough as Quail Hollow. I kind of like Bryson this week. I've been really bad at picking him in the past. You know, I thought he was going to really struggle at Wingfoot. He won. I thought he was not going to play well at Bay Hill.
How much
he won.
You like him?
I mean, I respect the hell out of him. I respect the hell out of him. That's for sure. I think.
No, to win this week, I want to know how much of a feeling you have.
Oh, I thought you were asking me personally. I'm like, no. What a strange question. I don't know.
We have to make picks for this week. I want to know how bad you like him to win this week.
Yeah, I like. I mean, if you gun to my head, you said who's going to win this week, I'd say Bryson. So I guess that's all you can really say.
Yep, I'm with you on that. I'll write it down, and I think I'm going to be announcing that pick in just a matter of moments. So,
love it.
Thank you for this, Daniel, and the insight, as always. We'll do it again soon.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, boys.
You got it. Daniel Rappaport of Golf Digest. Where was he exactly? He was at Quail Hollow, but it sounded like he was pulling the Ray routine. I heard birds in the background. He was going up and down trees.
Yeah. He's outside. He's enjoying.
Yeah.
He's enjoying life, though. He's
as
outside.
He should.
And
as
good
he should.
For him. Good for him.
Are you selecting Bryson?
Absolutely. I wrote him down well before Rappaport said what he said. This is a long track.
Dude, that is the biggest crock I've ever heard.
I'm telling you right here. I've written my picks down right here at the bottom of the page, and Bryson was absolutely – he's the man when it comes to – you've played Quail Hollow, I'm sure. It's a Carolina track.
It's one I have not. And
you
it's
have
one
not
have.
Played Quail Hollow. No. That surprises me.
No. It's
a beautiful looking track.
Oh, it looks sick. The Green Mile.
Yeah.
Hole 9. Bryson DeChambeau is on yours. Who is your other three guys?
I'm going to take DeChambeau. I'm going to take Max Homa this week. Because you said you got to think outside the box, and he played Riviera well. Clearly, he won it last week. Man, he was in contention. Like, home as a player, I think he's feeling it.
And that's where he got his first win in 2019, okay, Quail well, Hollow.
I'm on Ooh. Max Homa. I'm on Bryson DeChambeau. I'm on the best-dressed man on tour, Victor Hovland. Do you see his Ooh. Gear last week? Like, flower shirts and brown pants, and it's just, it's
he
it's
loves
the worst
it,
gear.
Yeah. He loves it. Now he's embracing it. You know,
so?
He's getting a little bit of love. Yeah, why not?
Well, these guys, they wear what they're sent. I mean, to be fair to him, like, the sponsors send them the gear for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you have
yeah,
to rock
it.
Yeah,
but write an email back and say, not a chance in hell is that going on me. Like, he's a young, fit, good-looking dude. Like, he should be dialed in every day.
Yeah, he should be. You're right about that, but he's not. Because some guys will wear stuff where you're like, what is that? Like, what are you wearing? And it's clearly, like, you know, Nike has sent them something, or, you know, right. Adidas, whatever it might be. And they're like, this is what we're rocking. Like, this is what we're promoting. I was watching last night on the Golf Channel one of those greatest rounds when Koepka lit up Beth Page a couple of years ago. And he was wearing, like, the Nike hat with the word Nike in the middle.
Dude,
and
Nike has been producing some of the weirdest golf stuff. At the last two times at Augusta, it's like puzzle looking shirts, and it's like, it's just, if I'm the player, I'm like, I'm not wearing that.
I'm with
and
you.
And by man. The way, who are your four players?
So I have Homa, Hovland, and Bryson right now.
Okay.
See, this is where it gets tricky. Do you just, this is where I lean towards going with a stud. Like, I know what you're saying, but think outside the box, because
no,
chances are it'll
be a stud.
But
okay, I'll give you my three pack right now. You got three, I got three.
Well, I'm supposed to get four, I thought. That's the way it works.
Okay, then hurry up and
give
me the four.
Go ahead. I'll give you three, and then I'll pick again.
Rom, JT, Finau.
Okay, wait a minute. No way, no. Dude. No way, dude.
You just said to give me the three pack. That's
literally,
three
I was
pack.
Thinking, I'm like, I'm either taking Rom or Thomas, but here's the best part about this guy. He goes, you got to think outside the
box,
big picture here, man.
Right,
my
middle
fourth
of the box.
Guy. You want to hear my fourth guy? Because I know for a fact you hate his guts and you'll never take him.
Go ahead.
My fourth guy is Webb Simpson.
I do. I can't stand Webb Simpson. So good. You can have him.
Guess
fine.
Noodles. This is why he doesn't like him, because he wears too much suntan lotion.
His face is smothered in it, Noodles, which I understand safety and all that. But, dude,
but
rub it in.
Why, like, this you guy. Listen to the facts, though. This course is his home course. He plays it every day when he's at home. And this guy won't take him because he wears too much
I will never take Webb Simpson.
There's certain things that you don't like about a person when you look at him, and you're like, if this guy's got a greasy face, because why not rub the lotion in then?
That's my point. Like, go Buffalo Bill. Like, rub the lotion on the skin, Webb, and make sure it sinks into the pores.
Webb.
This guy comes out like it's smothered all over him. He's the only guy on tour. Like, I get it. You got to be careful. I'm not suggesting don't.
Is his real name Webster, and he's just Webb? Like, I often wonder that.
W-E-B-B.
You met this kid when he was 12 years old. It's Webb. Yeah.
It's Webb. Yeah. When he won, he was the guy that was there when goofiness was happening, like a streaker was running on the greens.
And, ca-caw, ca-caw.
Yeah. That one was the weirdest one. Like, the guy was dressed as a rooster.
Oh, that's
dressed
right.
Dressed as, like, an American eagle, and he comes in front of Webb Simpson while he's accepting the U.S. Open, and he goes, caw-caw, caw-caw.
So that's where you went. Like, security didn't take that guy to the ground either.
Oh, that was Webb's comment. He goes, enjoy your night in jail, pal.
Yeah. Webb, he didn't handle it so well. He got upstaged. It was the biggest moment of his career. There's a guy walking around.
Like some booze bag who, like, how do you plan for that trip? I'm going to take the rooster costume in a suitcase and make my way down there? How does security not spot this guy?
He's probably just gassed. He's probably tired. Long week, and he had 35 gin and tonics on the course. And he just says, I'm going to go do caw-caw in front of the trophy ceremony.
It's got to be the weirdest one. Like, there's been when Daly won, was at the PGA, and the guy was naked running around with 19th hole on his
back. The famous one is the roasted turkey one.
Yeah, that
I
one
still
was
like-
Peter Jacobson is lying on the green with twig and berries all over his forehead. Like that was embarrassing.
Yeah, let someone else take care of that one. Like, come on, Peter.
He was such a hero, too. Like, he got up, like, he thought he was going to take care of business.
Right.
Jacobson.
No. Yeah. No. He was convinced.
He got the fruit bowl.
That was, what you talk about putting yourself in a position you should not have. That is a classic example of just taking it a little bit too far, trying to be a hero, basically, and
that
he gets stuck.
That is tough. That is tough.
So I got one more pick. I guess I don't know how this worked out. Where you took four picks last week. Now this week I take three, and you jump on the three favorites, and then add a fourth.
Dude, you're the one that agreed to it. You're like, okay, give me your three pack, and I say it, and then you didn't like it.
Well, because you were talking such a big. I thought you were going to take Abraham Ancer and Adam Hadwin, and here you go with Thomas.
It's all mind
Rahm.
Games. It's all mind games.
So who do you have? Thomas, Rahm, and Simpson.
JT.
And who's the fourth?
Webb Simpson.
No, that's three, though. Thomas, Rahm, Simpson, and who's
JT.
The other guy?
JT.
What?
Tony Finau, sorry.
Yeah.
Tony Finau, who was dressed like in that Nike gear at Augusta, who you just carved up, and now he's your boy again.
But, dude, he just hits it so good, man, that sooner or later he's going to just blow everybody away from just the way he hits the
ball. He's got to put it together at some point.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with you, but... you know what? I'll take Cantlay. I believe he's in the field. Is Cantlay in the field? I should know this, but
we've been hitting that guy hard, and he never does.
He never closes. But not at his feet.
He sniffs. I know.
He sniffs all the time. Yeah, he's okay. Yes. Yeah, I'll take Fino. I'll take because it's either him and Shoffley are the guys I would like. McIlroy again. None of us are taking McIlroy. Do you want to make
he's
it a five pack, and I'll take Rory? Let's make it a five pack, and I'll take McIlroy, and you could take a fifth.
Okay, I like it. I like it.
I'll take Rory.
Let me just sniff a little bit.
He's always got a chance. I mean, if he starts putting, and tee to green, the guy's a stud still.